everybody. I hope you tuned in yesterday and loved everything you heard, so you are back again today. We are going to talk about balancing passion and productivity. Now, we talked a lot yesterday about just how difficult it is to balance all the things, having a business that you love that affords you time freedom, making the financial goals that you set for yourself, making, you know, having those be achieved, and also just having flexibility in your schedule to work when you want to work, you know, have time to step back and create, also, you know, having your business continue to run successfully. All of those things, it's definitely not easy. But we're going to talk about balancing passion and productivity. So I think the first, you know, important thing is that who am I even talking to right now, right? Who's listening? And it's the doulas who are very busy in their business. They are consistently booked. They are saying no to clients. They are tired physically and also mentally and emotionally, but they love what they do, and it is really hard to say no to clients that need us. And that's one of the biggest issues we have, is that, you know, and this is a blessing and a curse. I shouldn't really say issues, but there's so many clients out there that need us, and there's just not enough of us, right? So we find ourselves working more than we want to. We have some gray boundaries, right? You know, we all go into this saying, we're going to say no when we don't, when we know it's too much for us. And we always say, okay, because it's hard. We know how much our clients need us and benefit from our care. And like I said, there's just not enough doulas right now. And my postpartum doula trainings, I don't even really have to market them. And, you know, they fill because it's such a doula market out there. It's such a great time. I mean, it's always a great time to be a doula, but specifically now, it's such a great time to be a postpartum doula. We are in such high demand. We are so needed out there. So, you know, being booked all the time, but also the nature of our business, we're booked far out, right? So, you know, there are times where, I mean, right now we're booking into October, and that's crazy, but it's a lot of people who, you know, didn't plan ahead last time and now they know better. So they're literally paying on a stick and calling us. Or it's people who just have friends that used a doula and, you know, the benefits were tremendous and they want to make sure that they get in early so they get exactly what they need. So, you know, with all of that, you know, you're going to have to say no to inquiries that come in. And that kind of stinks because, you know, not only are you not caring for that client, you're spending time, hopefully you're doing it this way, not just saying no and not just getting back, not getting back to them, but taking a look at your colleagues and seeing who has availability. That way you can get back to this, you know, potential client and say, you know, as I mentioned, I'm not available, but here is who you can reach out to. So it's a great thing to share in the doula community, but it's also money left on the table for you and clients that you're not going to get to care for. So it's tough. It's tough. You're consistently busy and you're saying no to, you know, future clients. And the other part of that is when you are consistently busy and sometimes, you know, you have gray boundaries, you end up working, you know, too much. So too much for you. Too much is, you know, subjective to whoever is saying it's too much. You know, you can set your own hours and figure out what works best for you, but we generally end up going over those hours just because of, you know, the need of our clients. So you end up working, you know, too many hours, you end up being exhausted, you end up being burnt out. And not only that, you're losing out on other things in your life. So family time, self-care, hobbies, you know, other things you love. And some of us have, you know, other jobs. So being a doula is not our main thing. So you have to kind of divide your time also between those other obligations and your clients. So I hear all the time that doulas are exhausted. They're working too much. And even you know, with the best of intentions, if we only take one client at a time, sometimes they just require more from us or ask for more. And since we're already there, it's really hard to say no. And the other thing is, you know, I love overnights. I love that time with the client or that time, you know, just with the family and kind of working with them, because it's just overnight, such a magical time. It's like you just had a baby, you know, you're not supposed to be up, but you are for such a good reason. And I think kind of like a sleepover when you're younger, people tend to talk, they're more emotional, you know, in the overnight hours. And I love that connection with the parent, but also that special connection, you know, with the baby. And I know in the morning that it's just such a valuable service and an appreciated service when everyone feels well rested. And, you know, one of the things that I always use, like when I'm, you know, talking to a prospective client, is that I want you to look back at these 12 weeks or, you know, 4 months or whatever and say, wow, that was incredible. Not, I'm so glad it's over, or I'm so exhausted I don't even remember. And I truly want that for clients. So it's just such a good, it's such a special connection that it is difficult when they ask for something else or something more to say no, because you already have that really special relationship. So we tend to always kind of work more than, you know, we set out to. Never mind, you know, the doulas that are also taking births, that also teach childbirth ed, that also work with clients for, you know, lactation. So it's not just like the postpartum part. We do like a million other things. And then all of a sudden you have placentas that you have to encapsulate. And you know, we just, I feel like as a community, always put too much on our plate. But when every single thing you do is in person, hands-on, certain amount of time for a certain amount of money, and with birth, it's a certain amount of money for who knows how long. You know, you win some, you lose some with that, as far as like the financial piece goes. But a lot of it is just hands-on care. And it's important to set up your business in a way where you're balancing your passion and your productivity, and not only doing things that are in person, you know, for a certain number of hours, for a certain amount of money, because you only have two hands, there's 24 hours in a day, and you cannot do it all. Even though we try, we cannot do it all, and it comes back to bite you every single time. So how do you figure that out? How do you have the intentional division of time in your business where you say, okay, I'm going to dedicate this amount of time to clients, and it's only going to be, you know, 30 hours a week, 40 hours a week, and then I'm going to spend this other amount of time doing other things in my business. So maybe I'm going to be, you know, working on a digital course. Maybe I'm going to, you know, I have a product or an ebook or something that I'm going to work on to sell. Something that does not require your time in regards to, you know, a specific amount for a specific amount of money. Now, these things are, you know, somewhat passive, right? You can have digital courses, you can have products, you can have other things, but you do, once you create them, you do have to sell them, you do have to market them, you do have to nurture your audience, you know, you have to launch them, you have to make sure you're doing all of those things, you know, whatever the frequency is, because most of the time things don't sell themselves. And you could have the best product, it's going to be amazing, but you have to get out there and let people know. So ideally you want to have that time in your business where you can, you know, figure out what works best for you, how much time you need to dedicate or want to dedicate to family, to self-care, to other things, and then your business on the other side. And I think, you know, one of the perfect ways to kind of have all of those things is to have a business that works in an agency model. So that can be the backbone of your business, right? You're able to take many more clients because you have doulas that are contractors and they work with you to help care for those clients. But it also frees you up a bit to do those other things, to create, to sell, to, you know, execute all the things like digital courses, like products. You can be an affiliate for other things. And then eventually when you have, you know, this digital course, you have an affiliate for yourself. But, you know, for me, the agency is the backbone of everything. It is the solid foundation that supports all my other ventures. So It supports my postpartum doula and lactation trainings. It supports my digital courses. It also supports me when I need to travel for work and I'm not sitting at my desk, so I'm not actively working. So whether I'm out at a training, I just came back from the birth worker retreat, which was absolutely incredible. I will make sure that I put all the information in the show notes so you guys can attend with me next year. It was out of this world. But the agency affords me the time and the finances to do those things, to take that time for myself. And, you know, while it was definitely, you know, I would classify it as a work trip for sure, it also definitely was personal. It was time that I needed to, you know, kind of replenish myself and rest and relax and also learn a ton about business, about being a business owner, you know, all the things. So without the agency, you know, I wouldn't have that stability. So it's incredible. And like I said, it supports all the other things in my business. And that all stemmed from having a solo business that got too busy. I couldn't take all the clients. And I had made these incredible connections. That's the other thing. You know, when you are a solo doula and you somehow fall into, you know, an OB practice or a midwife practice, and then all of a sudden they start referring to you for births and postpartum, then you're like, you know, this is the golden ticket. This is what I've been waiting for. But you can only say yes to so many things. And that's happened to me when I was a solo doula. You know, yay for that connection. But then at some point they start referring to other people because, you know, probably a lot of patients came back and was like, oh, Jody, you know, couldn't take me on, or, you know, said no or whatever. So it was good for a while, but just one set of hands cannot cover these larger, you know, network and connections. So these larger practices that want to refer business to me, and I can only take all of that on as an agency model. So that's another benefit besides being the backbone to everything else I do in Hip to Heart. It also allows me to take on these other larger, you know, referral sources because now I don't have to say no because I have many more hands to take care of clients. And I think also, you know, one of the reasons why we're experiencing all of this is because from the get-go, we're taught to get as many clients as we can, you know, start our businesses, market. And it's that's not all of it. Yes, you have to market. Yes, you want a lot of clients, but you can't take on all of that. You end up working 60, 70, 80 hours a week. I see it all the time. And that's not healthy for anyone. You will get burnt out. You will not stay well. And then you will not be able to care for any clients, right? You have to take care of yourself, top priority. Just like we tell all of our clients, right? Self-care, prioritize yourself. Put your own oxygen mask on first, right? Can't pour from an empty cup. All the things you hear every doula say all the time, yes, those are 100% true for our clients, but it's also 100% true for us. We are the owners of our business. We run the business. We're the CEO. We're all the things, right? So we have to prioritize our own care in order to help care for everyone else. And that's really important. The other thing is having an agency model also brings in many more clients, which brings in much more revenue, which helps doulas in our community stay busy. It also helps us care for so many more clients. It also allows us to give charitably and volunteer so much more than we would if we were just one person. So it benefits, you know, our clients, it benefits the community, it benefits the doulas, it benefits the community that otherwise wouldn't be able to access our services, but it also benefits you as a person. You are less busy, less worn out, but you're accomplishing more. So you're working smarter, not harder. And it also builds your bank account, right? And I think we would all be lying, or most of us would be lying, if we said we didn't want a business that made a lot of money. And I know that that's such a touchy subject in our, you know, doula community, because it is such a heart-centered, you know, career. And in the care industry, you know, we do lead with our heart, but we also have to make sure, in addition to benefiting the people we're caring for, it benefits us. So having an agency model just gives us a better chance, or puts us in a better place to pay off any debt we have, right? Build our business, save for retirement, invest. All of the things that sometimes aren't as possible with just a smaller business as they are when you are growing. But when you're just a solo business and you're working yourself ragged, you don't have time to step back and plan for growth. Plan for things that are easily scalable, right? We want to have things in our business that have no cap that we can scale easily. So we're not always taking on things that require more time and more money. You can have all of that. And transforming your business into an agency model gives you, it affords you the time, it affords you the finances to build your business. And I think, again, from yesterday, really balancing, you know, passion and productivity and really having this sort of balance in your life where you can choose what you're giving to, you know, work, what you're giving to clients. You can choose what you're taking for yourself. You can choose what you're giving to your family. You can choose when you have time to stop, create, execute, sell. And it benefits you, but it also benefits now an entirely larger group of people. You're not only doing hands-on care to your local community, you are educating and supporting the entire country, possibly people all over the world. So that's what is also amazing about digital courses. It's not just for the people you can literally reach out and touch. You get such a bigger audience and everybody benefits, right? So digital courses, in addition to having your agency as your, you know, sort of stable foundation, you know, your solid backbone of your business, it allows you the freedom to build other things. So if you think that, you know, it is time for you to make that move to really grow the business into what you want it to be, take action. Do not wait. You are leaving clients without care. You are leaving money on the table. And you are risking not taking as good care of yourself as you could with a business that allows for that. So I want you to reach out, comment, DM me if you are ready to make that leap into an agency model. It is a big transition in your business. It's a financial investment. It is a time commitment, right? But it is worth it. The return on those investments are incredible. It is worth it every step of the way to have the business that feels ideal for you, and that's different for everyone, feels ideal for you in the time of life that you are, in the season that you are, but also a business that is flexible and evolves into the seasons that are ahead. So like I said, let me know. We can make it happen. I have the next cohort of the agency program starting February 27th. Registration opened yesterday. It is by application only. So check out the link in my bio and make sure you apply, get the ball rolling, and you can actually have the business that you're always thinking about, that you're always talking about, that you're always dreaming about very soon. Have a wonderful rest of the day, guys.